Anyway, on the line right now, Bruce Williamson of Rail Future. Morning, Bruce.
Morning, Kelvin.
What do you make of this one click? Is it a step forward, or will there be, as Patrick seems to think, there'll be some scam in there, which means that actually it won't be one click, it'll be 100 clicks?
Well, we don't know the details of it yet, do we? But I think, you know, we have to welcome this as a step in the right direction, because there are a lot of people who simply don't bother to claim when their train's late, because they sort of can't be bothered with all the faff and so on. So anything that makes the process smoother and simpler, I think, has to be welcomed. How easy it will be, it remains to be seen. But we're in the 21st century now. We have these things called e-tickets. We have sort of everything is computerized and connected to the internet. So what I'm thinking is, well, why don't you go one step further? Why shouldn't it be a totally automatic refund? I can't see any reason why that's technically not possible if you're not using a paper ticket anyway.
Well, actually, I tell you what. After all, you put your credit card in. Why can't you do effectively what happens in car parks, where you put your credit card in, you put your ticket in, and they can pay the money back onto your credit card? I mean, they can take it off your credit card fast enough. I can't understand why they can't put it on again. It's absolutely ridiculous. Anyway, I got a fantastic answer to a question I put to South Western Railways the other day, complaining about the dreadful service I was getting, and they said, well, look, you're quite right, it is dreadful, but 75% of it is Network Rail and only 25% of it is us. First of all, I was astonished that they coughed to 25%, but I also pointed out, of course, you get Corbyn and his collection of Marxist loonies saying we should nationalise the rails. Network Rail is nationalised, and they're responsible for 75% of the problems on the line.
Well, I would go further than that. I mean, yeah, they all blame each other, don't they? So this 25%, 75%, I'll take with a bucket of salt. But I think a lot of people don't appreciate the extent to which even the privatised train operating companies are controlled. They're sort of micromanaged by the Department for Transport. So, you know, in many cases, they don't have much room for manoeuvre. So whichever way you look at it, I think the government is, it's inevitable that the government is sort of taking control of our railways. And they, the government, our politicians, have to take responsibility for the problems that we have on the railway. It is basically in the hands of the government.
Right, so... you are now, I've now appointed you, Bruce Williamson, you are now Secretary of State for Transport, okay? You can't turn it down.
Congratulations,
yeah,
by
well
thank
done.
You very much.
Yeah. Well done, Bruce. Enjoy the pay cut. And anyway, you're now Secretary of State. What is the one thing you would do to make my life getting here on time easier?
Well, I hate to tell you this, Kelvin, but there's no quick fix. There's no magic bullet.
Right.
What you have to do is sort of guarantee the railways sustained long-term investment, because that's really the problem that we're facing is we're playing catch-up with all the decades of underinvestment that the railways have suffered from. You know, we have a very poor image of British Rail, but British Rail was just starved of funds, and so they couldn't afford to, you know, maintain the trains and track, and they couldn't afford to sort of buy new trains, and that's why things were so bad under British Rail. So, sustained long-term investment, and we'll get a decent railway a few decades down the line, but sadly not tomorrow.
Okay, well, Bruce, you've just been fired as Secretary of State for that answer.
Everyone did a better job than Chris Grayling, though. Well done.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. That's Bruce Williamson, Rail Future, clearly making clear there is no future.